Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. My enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. It's amazing how often the writers of the Psalms seem in the depths of despair one minute and lifting up God's name the next. This isn't because of a sudden miraculous change in their circumstances, but instead it reflects a deliberate choice to worship God in the midst of whatever is going on. In the Bible, God commands us to worship him. He doesn't need us to worship. It isn't because of any lack or insecurity on his part. It's because he knows it does us so much good. In Paul's letter to the Thessalonian church, Paul writes, "Rejoice always." We might be tempted to ask, really though? In all circumstances? What about when life is tough? When we face those things that threaten to rob us of joy? Toothache, tiredness, work pressures, anxiety. Or how about when the pain of life hits us so hard that it takes our breath away? Suffering, illness, bereavement. Do we simply turn our frown upside down and smile through the pain? Well, in fact, worship isn't about denying the hardship we're facing. If anything, as we see in the Psalms, pouring out our hearts to God builds our relationship with him. It becomes a part of our worship as we acknowledge that he is big enough to take it, strong enough to hear the truth of how we're feeling, and great enough to deal with all that life throws at us, to sustain us through it, and to bring us out the other end. He brings us out the other side of our circumstances, and ultimately he will bring us through the other side of life, fully into his glorious presence. Now we see him in part, but one day we will see him as he really is and live with him forever. And so in all things, we choose to fix our eyes on him. We consider that he loves us so much that through unimaginable suffering, he gave himself for us. We catch a glimpse of his glory, we reflect on his kindness and his patience, and we are moved to worship as the only appropriate response. And as we do, as we worship, we draw closer to him, and our perspective on life comes more into line with his perfect view of things. And today, whatever the circumstances of life, we can sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to us. I wonder, have you ever had to make a deliberate choice to worship God in spite of what you were facing? What happened? How did that choice to worship God change your perspective on things?